This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I like to do all the crazy smorgasbord stories. You know what I mean? Just stuff that is all over the place. Kind of take care of everyone in the storyline. Hey, when you look at what's out there, and you look at what some of us miss, you know, you kind of get stuck in the distractions, you get stuck in the side noise, and you see things going by. I mean, some of the most successful, does anybody really consider any of the Congress people successful? Anybody? Because if you do, call me. I want to know why or how. But anyway, back to reality. You know, there are successful people calling out or talking about Trump's policies, what he wants to do, the things he wants to change. And some of you are sitting there going, well, yeah, of course, there are people who have a lot of money. They have businesses that want to make more money. They'll put more money in their pocket. Well, you know what? Let me tell you what. Most of the time, if an employee's making more money, right, and the if the owner's making more money, the employee's making more money because they have more work. There's more jobs available. There's more people reaping. We've had the lowest unemployment rate in 20 years. Nobody's talking about that. You know, I think you have to be dumber than a rock or have the, you know, the cojones of a lion to actually, like Obama, sticking his head above water now. Why? What did you do that was good? What did you do to help the economy? What did you do to help unemployment, black unemployment? What did you do to help women? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Think about it. You could tell me. What did he win? Nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, first stupid stories. I love stupid stories. I mean really stupid stories. My Christian friends. Black China. I don't know who this person is. Maybe.
She's married to the Kardashians.
She's married to a Kardashian?
Yeah.
No, she's not anymore. She had a baby by a Kardashian, not according to the story.
Okay.
I mean, she's apparently having babies with everybody.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, anyway. Black China is having a baby with an 18-year-old boyfriend. You ready for this one? That she met on Christian dating site.
Oh, so sweet.
Isn't that nice? Nice, safe. Now, I don't know if she went there thinking she was going to find a safe boyfriend, considering she already had a baby. Right? Or this guy probably just took advantage of her. Don't you think? So she's pregnant, again, with her 18-year-old rapper boyfriend, YBN Almighty. I don't even know what that means. Yubin. You know, because they always have a meaning to them. But apparently I'm too white to figure it out. Too old and white. Anyway, Jay says the pair met on Christian Mingle in an interview with No Jumper in March. And the comments on the possibility of having a baby, he says, now think about this. This is definitely stereotypical Christian mindset and activities. See, the idea is that in Christianity, you make a mistake, you get forgiveness. You don't go out to work at committing sin. It's not something you take on as a trade. You know what I'm saying? He says, I don't wear condoms. I wouldn't want to blank a blank that I don't want to get pregnant. I mean, very nasty words. He says, if China got pregnant, I would keep that blank. Like, oh, daddy, love you. I love that blank. There's nothing I can do to clean this stuff up. It wouldn't make any sense anyhow. China is 29 years old, and so she's 10 years older than him. She has a child from a past relationship with Tiga, and just gave birth to daughter Dream with Rob Kardashian. Well, she's just pumping them out all over the place, isn't she? Media Takeout reported that this wasn't speculation this weekend. A report from China told them in an email, I only handle appearances. I don't ever comment about my personal life. But think about something here. Well, why even throw in, what's the Christian dating site have to do with it? There's a lot of Christian jerks. There's a lot of non-Christian jerks. There's a lot of, is it to make Christians look bad or try to? First off, I'm sorry with some of my friends, I don't believe in these dating sites. You know, especially if you're a Christian, why, God has to use a computer to pull you together. He can't help you find the one that's for you, the one that God wants you to be with, unless he uses a computer. Not that he couldn't. Right? But we get crazy with this dating stuff. It's like the only way to get a date is to hop online. Can't find a guy at church. Can't find a girl at church, can you? Got to do it online. I'm just saying, it's just amazing the things that I hear from Christians to go, well, wait a minute. God's word doesn't say that. The CEO of P.F. Chang's, now think about this, says that Trump needs to get tougher with China. All right? And now they're open. I thought this was kind of funny myself. So P.F. Chang's, which is a Chinese bistro, is actually opening up a Chinese bistro in China. Come on. Don't anybody but me find that amusing. It's like opening up an American-Italian restaurant in Italy. Why would you bother? You know? Guys, go to YouTube and Google Chinese people eating American Chinese food. That's all I got to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me.
We are back. I'm John, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, most of you guys are young enough, not old enough, but young enough to know what that was. I know you know what it's like because you start wiggling in the chair over there, but whatever. I'm John, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Or you can buy the coffee cup. There's a lot going on up there. A lot you can get involved in. Please get involved. Anyway, Let me get back to this. You know, this is kind of smorgasbord of stuff I want to talk about. So, we were talking about the CEO, Michael Osanlo, and he is the CEO of P.F. Chang's, a Chinese bistro, big in California. I don't know what it's like across the country. But he says, he came out and said that Trump needs to be tough with China. And they're opening their first restaurant in China, which I think is hilarious. Like I said, opening up a Chinese, an American Chinese restaurant in China is just funny. Now, P.F. Chang's CEO said that the Trump administration is taking the right approach in its tough stance with China. If you don't start your negotiating from a tough position, you're not going to get any concessions. And he's right. He's right. I always get a kick out of when I see some of these people in government and they want to negotiate and they start at almost 0 point, number one. You know, like there's nothing to give because they're telling you everything they want. It's not how it works. If you don't start your negotiation from a tough position, you're not going to get any concessions. And he's so true there. Now, a number of U.S. companies continue to do business in China despite the threat of losing their proprietary information to the country. Now, I was in computers forever. And I got to tell you, when it comes to software and it comes to the Chinese, yeah, there's no shame there. They'll steal anything from anybody. And in buying the, you know, when you buy software, you have to be careful where it's coming from. Because if it's made in China or distributed through China, you don't know. I had absolutely no recourse on a company I bought 50 packages of software from, and I knew it was dirt cheap, and yeah, I probably in the back of my head at the time, I'm going, okay, there's something wrong here, but hey, I'm buying it from a legitimate source. It's on them. Well, guess what? No, it was on me, because it was bootlegged software. Well, bootlegged. They copied it, and because they don't have copyright laws in China, they were able to sell it legally, right? I get it here. It locks up in 8 months. My client wants new software or wants their money back. A rod swings from the... and when you look at this, right? When you look at how China does these kind of things and gets away with it, it's a problem. Anyway. So P.F. Chang's CEO said the company's been able to attract labor and talent with the assistance of the local community. It's opening its first U.S.-based casual dining restaurant there. The toughest part for us is to make sure the supplies that we get are up to our standards. Think about that. Osanlo said it was difficult to get the doors open to the new restaurant in Shanghai, and the difference between dishes in China and the U.S. are portion sizes. It was not the draconian for us. It was not that draconian for us at all, he said. What we do differently, frankly, is that our portions are a little bit different. P.F. Chang's associated itself with a well-known franchise partner who has built restaurants all across China. The way you're successful in China is you tap into the best. You know, you get into the people that know what's going on and know how to make it happen. Which is, frankly, when you get into big East Coast cities, it's the same thing there, too. You have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know how to work the system. And usually it's people that are already there, people that already have friends there. That's how you make it happen. Anyway, I thought this one was great, too. Trump, back in 1999, in an interview he did, he called out and talked about the problem in China, as he likes to put it. Let me see if I can get this actually up and running. So when he was asked how he would deal with North Korea, this is what he came up with. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, come on.
Best deal possible. Look, Tim, I'd negotiate. I would negotiate like crazy, and I'd make sure that we try.
Now, this is... This is older, obviously. Tim Russett, who's now gone, did the interview with Trump.
To get the best deal possible. Look, Tim, If a man walks up to you on a street in Washington, because this doesn't happen, of course, in New York, but if a man walks up and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your money, wouldn't you rather know where he's coming from before he had the gun in his hand? And these people, in 3 or 4 years, are going to be having nuclear weapons. They're going to have those weapons pointed all over the world and specifically at the United States. And wouldn't you be better off solving this really potentially unbelievable, and the biggest problem? I mean, we can talk about the economy. We can talk about Social Security. The biggest problem this world has is nuclear proliferation. And we have a country out there in North Korea, which is sort of wacko, which is not a bunch of dummies, and they are going out and they are developing nuclear weapons. And they're not doing it because they're having fun doing it. They're doing it for a reason.
You know, think about this. This non-presidential guy, is watching World Affairs years ago. Years ago. Right? This is what, 19, almost 20 years ago. And so he's following this stuff. He's seeing what's going on. And he's calling out what to do with it. Now the Dems, when they step in, when they become president, I did a piece on my site years ago about how, why is it that every time a Democratic president takes, or a Democrat president takes that seat, the first thing he does is get a red pen and start wiping out the military. What are they afraid of? Why do they wipe out the military when you got this going on?
And wouldn't it be good to sit down and really negotiate something, and ideally negotiate? Now, if that negotiation doesn't work, you better solve the problem now than solve it later, Tim. And you know it, and every politician knows it, and nobody wants to talk about it. Jimmy Carter, who I really like, and he went over there. It was so soft. These people are laughing at us.
The former general of the Air Force, Merrill McPeak, the former Secretary of Defense, Les Aspin, said you could not launch a preemptive strike against North Korea because the nuclear fallout could be devastating to the Asian Peninsula.
I'm not talking.
We'll deal more with that on the other side of the break. We'll finish up the interview. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-Joe, 855-732-5563. God, I can't stand some of the stuff you guys throw at me during the break. Just sickening. Extremely sickening. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. If you head over to Facebook, we have a live Facebook feed going on there as well. So, the Trump had called North Korea back in 1999. He talked about what they were doing, how they were taking advantage of us and others, and he couldn't figure out why we were bowing down to them, why we were doing what they wanted us to do. Didn't make any sense. He was just using simple common sense at the time. He's no genius. There was nothing special about this that nobody ever heard before. But because the Dems approach this from a political standpoint all the time, we lose. The American people lose. Check out the rest of his interview with Tim Russert.
About us using nuclear weapons, I'm saying that they have areas where they're developing missiles.
So taking out their nuclear
potential would create a fallout. Tim, do you know that this country went out and gave them nuclear reactors, free fuel for 10 years? We virtually tried to bribe them into stopping, and they're continuing to do what they're doing, and they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of dummies. I'm saying that we have to do something to stop.
But if the military told you, Mr. Trump, we can't do this.
You're giving me two names. I don't know. You want to do it in 5 years when they have warheads all over the place, every one of them pointing to New York City, to Washington, and every one of us? Is that when you want to do it? Or do you want to do something now? You better do it now. And if they think you're serious...
Now think about something. Oh, here, I'll let him finish.
I deal with lots of people. If they think you're serious, they'll negotiate, and it'll never come to that.
He's right. He's right. We always approach things from a position of weakness. We are the strongest country on the face of the planet, and we approach things from... There's a difference between humility and weakness. We approach these things from weakness. Listen to him. He said two generals, two people in the military said that the nuclear fallout would be just unbearable. Well, what about the nuclear fallout from the bombs they actually send towards us? To New York, to D.C., to Chicago, to San Francisco? Los Angeles. We go down the whole list. What about that nuclear fallout? What about the nuclear fallout from the actual bombs that actually hit us and the millions and millions and millions of people that will be killed from it? I'm tired of always hearing, yeah, but they might. Well, they might not. Look what North Korea did when he said, my button's bigger than yours, and my missiles are much more accurate. They hit their target. They're bigger. They're more beautiful. We have beautiful, big, beautiful missiles. Big, beautiful nuclear missiles that will just wipe you, make you the North Korea, the new Great Lake of North Korea. Yeah, that was terrible, wasn't it? You guys can't give him credit for anything. That's the thing. That's where hatred puts you. You so much hate this man, you guys on the left, that there is nothing he's going to do. Doesn't matter what he does to save a country, keep people alive, help turn around the unemployment. Now, you can't, so soon off the other boat, you can't sit here and start talking about how the president has, the government doesn't make jobs. Well, that's not what you said the whole time Obama was in office. Seriously. I love you people that you always have a reason why we're wrong, even when we do exactly what you're doing. Is that nuts or what? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Comey is still going on talk shows on a regular basis, denying that he illegally leaked memos. Now, think about other people that have been prosecuted for mishandling classified material. Just mishandling it by accident. And when President Trump lashed out at Comey for sharing memos about conversations, remember, he gave them to people to try to get them leaked. Come on, think that through. Right? Now, if you weren't as high up the food chain as he is, Hillary Clinton and others, you'd be in jail already. Remember the sailor? Christian Saucier? Saucier. One of the two. Now, a U.S. Navy sailor, again, this was not something he did. He did it by accident. Yes, he took pictures. He didn't take pictures of the sub to send to Russia. Took two selfies with really nothing behind him that was so specific that it would have been a problem. Okay? And nobody came to his aid. The last president. I mean, this guy released drug addicts, murderers, killers, rapists. President Oblamo released all kinds of people in his last days of last days he should be in prison, in the White House, and couldn't see fit to release Christian over a mistake. Comey denies leaking classified information. Wall Street Journal, though, is pushing back on that, saying two of the memos he shared have been found to contain material now deemed classified. Now, here's the other thing. Anything that he writes as a director of the FBI on direction and what to do is pretty much classified. Now, I'm sure they'll bring him up on charges any day now, right? Probably not. There's so many holdovers in the DOJ and the FBI. There's so many people left there from the Clinton days. I don't see, unless you fire the lot of them and bring in all kinds of new people, I don't see anything changing there for a while. Remember, we heard this when Trump first went in. Trump's not going to be able to fix this in the one or two terms he has. This is going to be one or two for him and one or two for Pence. Right? The article goes on to say, higher-level officials routinely leak sensitive, sometimes even classified information to advance their own personal interests. They almost never face serious consequences. Just Raddick, a whistleblower defense attorney, told the Washington Examiner that, but if a whistleblower leaks sensitive information of the public interest, the hammer comes down. See, here's the difference, though. When it comes to being a whistleblower, There's a big difference between something you don't like that the government's doing or that your boss is doing or your department's doing and something that truly is illegal. Big difference between the two. So when you leak it to a newspaper and it could be a problem for security reasons, you might get someone killed. Yeah, that's no longer whistleblowing. And the outcomes have everything to do with the politics, right? And really, truly nothing to do with justice. There's also a case of a 25-year-old realty winner, a federal contractor from Georgia who was charged last summer with removing classified materials from a national security agency and mailing it to news outlets. Now, releasing classified material without authorization threatens our nation's security and undermines public faith in government. Who said that? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Now, think about that. Releasing classified material without authorization threatens our nation's security. Isn't that what Comey did? Or did he use his own authorization to do it? Did he approve it? Did he say it was okay? He goes on to say, people who are trusted with classified information and pledged to protect it must be held accountable when they violate that obligation. Okay, Rod, when are you picking up Comey? I'm just curious. Now, Comey says releasing the memo wasn't a leak. He was somewhat acting like a whistleblower. This guy's serious. Right? This is why I said to you, we use different dictionaries. We have different definitions of words. We have different ways we look at things and how they play out. They don't want equality, people. I've been saying that for a long time. Equality has nothing to do with any of this. This is everything to do with control. This is everything to do with showing people that want to come into government, that they're already, you can't change anything. Donald would have drained that swamp by now if it was that easy to do with somebody with a backbone. But it goes so deep and so far, and may even include people you know and like. I'm Joe Mancini, host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being just part of the conversation. And it needs to be a conversation. Right? You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the solution. You need to get informed. That's kind of where my head's at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me, and you know, you do throw some stuff at me. Some stories just make me blush. Seriously. We were just talking about how what classified information is. Who decides what classified information is? Why did Comey get away with so much? Not just Comey, but others. And then the little people, they go to jail for this stuff, for doing so much less. And that seems to be okay. Not a problem. You know, you look at what Trump's been doing. You look at what he's been doing, you know, just from a standpoint with North and South Korea. These guys haven't even talked with each other in forever. They don't want part. You know, I mean, North Korea, really, for the longest time, they were looking to do one thing and have one thing and be one thing only, in control of the whole peninsula. So again, I say to you, you can scream. Look, at I'm not. I don't want to put it this way, but I don't need the way to get it across. I am not an always Trumper. I'm not happy with some of the tweets that he does and the way he does them and the timing that he does them. Just so we're clear about it. But, you know, for the most part, because he's not presidential, he calls things out the way they are. Because there's no politically correct way to call somebody out on something that they're doing. On the nasties they're doing, the damage they could be doing. Right? And if more people would just, if we would just suck it up, if we just do the right thing. You know, you need to fight for the people that you want in Congress. You need to fight for the people that you want in the Senate or wherever. And once they get in, this is my argument with some of my friends. Once they get in, fight for them to stay in there. Or fight for them to leave. If they do the job, keep them there. If they do the job, don't leave them hanging. If they need your help, help them. Sometimes it's just getting a group of people to go there. Getting a group of people to send emails in on a bill, to make phone calls. Sometimes it's really that simple. And other times when they're not doing the work, they're not representing you, they're not acting the way they should be acting, you force them out. I don't know if you give them an ultimatum or what, tell them to straighten up or else, but I would just force them out. I think it would send a shockwave and a signal to others, and maybe straighten them out. Maybe not at all. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We tend to accept these people. That's why they stay in for 20 or 30 years. We leave them there. They tend to stay there. I don't know if it's because we're not paying attention. We don't want to do the work. I don't know what it is. University of at Albany students are protesting the local Capital Region Pride Center. Why is that? You know, Xander is so right on these issues. These people will never get it together because they're all more important than the others. Anyway, for allegedly failing to be inclusive towards transsexuals. Now, about a dozen demonstrators came out to protest the center last Friday, urging its employees to do a better job of representing all members of the LGBTQ community and increase diversity among its board of directors. Giuliano Muro, a student of Albany University and a critic of the Pride Center, alleges that its employees deadname and misgender their trans colleagues while barring trans people of color from leadership position. Somebody's always offended. Somebody's always irritated. Something's already been done wrong to me. It's almost like we step out looking and waiting for something to be done wrong. In an interview with Campus Reform, Muro explained that the dead naming refers to calling a transgender person by their birth name, while misgendering occurs when an individual is referred to by a pronoun with which they don't identify. It's like we're supposed to be able to get in your head and know. We're not supposed to take it for granted. See, the one that I think is really weird is when they use, them and they, for single person. I keep coming back to the biblical perspective of that. Remember when the guy was possessed in the Bible? And when asked, he said, "We are legion, we are many." I mean, it's like these young people, they almost act possessed with how easily they get mad, upset, go from zero to out of their minds in no time. And they want to be called they. Why? Is there more than one? I mean, I mean, forget the gender portion of this. Where does they come from? Are they trying to make it sound or refer to me? I don't even know. Male and female? Two in one, so it's they? I don't know. The writer goes on to say, everyone who's okay with what's going on there needs to leave. It's just blanking backwards. No, what's blanking backwards, as you put it, is the fact that you expect everyone to know what you're talking about. The nuances of what you identify with, male, female, black, white, tall, short, whatever, cisgen, non-cisgen. I mean, you really believe all these identifiers are real. They're real in your head. They might be real to you. Raven, another student at Albany University who planned to join the protest, said that the center employees are transphobic and racist, and that they should not have a monopoly on pride. So they can't have their own pride meeting, I guess. I don't know. The most at-risk group of people in this country are trans women of color. Mural told Campus Reform that in order to avoid the alleged discrimination of the Pride Center, many trans people of color have instead chosen to join another organization called In Our Own Voices that focuses on their needs. I'd love somebody someday to put a chart together with all the percentages on there. You know, white, black, Asian, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then white identify as, and put all the subcategories there. I mean, can you imagine how long that list would be? How confusing it'd eventually be? I had a list that had 70-some-odd notations on it. In an open letter last July, those concerned with Pride Center called for a board of directors that is representative of the community. Now, see, here's the thing about this. They always say they want these boards and committees to be representative. So how would they feel if you polled 100 people and based on everything you came out with, the transgender or the transsexual or whatever community that says was like 0.003 of the community? Now, I've seen the videos where some of them will just say, well, that's because people, they lie and they don't say anything because they don't want you to know. So let's double or triple the number to give them the benefit of the doubt. What are we still at? We still haven't hit 1% yet. We're just over. And that's okay, I guess. So they're going to change the whole thing for this. That means that even though they're the lowest number on the totem pole, they should get a seat at the table. When you have 5 people at the table. I don't know how many they have. But you see what I'm saying here. So if white's the majority and black is the second majority and Asian's the third majority and Hispanic's the fourth majority and you have 4 seats, shouldn't you have an Asian, a white, Hispanic, and I don't even know what I said. African-American? Isn't that the way it should go? To go by your logic, you want it to be representative. You want it to represent the community, the demographics of what's around you. But you don't really mean that. No, I know you don't. You much prefer to have a transsexual on there no matter what the percentages are. Because to you, that represents the community. They go on to say in the article, which I love, which is what causes so much angst. It says, trans women are women. Trans men are men. Non-binary trans people of all genders are valid. But what does that mean? See, non-binary means you don't adhere to a gender, right? So how are you a trans non-gender person? How do you transition from non-gender to non-gender? Think about that till tomorrow. I'm Joe Masigo, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, have a safe rest of the night. God bless. Thanks for being with me.